Tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. All right, what up, everybody? Hope you've been having a very nice and pleasant week. This is Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thank you all for joining me. I'm Steve, your host. So happy to be talking to you once again this week with some more music lined up for you. So let's just get right into it. Let's just get into it right now. We're just going to get this started real quick. And the first song, I'm going to start us off with some feels. The first track of the day is by girl group Tiara. The song is a collaboration with label mates vocal duo Dabichi, and it's on a re-released edition of their 2011 EP Black Eyes called Funky Town. It's a ballad track called Uri Saranghaejana, which it means we were in love. It's quite self-explanatory. They were in love. He was there. No longer. But this isn't a typical K-pop ballad. The instrumental is far more dynamic. It's got a lot of ups and downs, layered instrumentals. It's got nice drum beat, some orchestral accompaniment, guitar, piano, all that good stuff. And it's cool to hear a song that is just good old-fashioned vocal performance, nothing flashy, just some really good singers standing, performing, and letting the singing doing the talking for them. So that's coming up next, Tiara with Dabichi, We Were In Love.
Tina.
That was Tiara and Davichi with We Were In Love. Bet you weren't expecting the group with all the crazy eye-popping, crazy synth electro songs to come out with something a little more restrained. It's interesting to see this side of them. And of course, Tiara has had a brand new release not too long ago. Now, all that's left is to wait for their record label to give Davichi some more activities. Up next is Taiwanese singer Cindy Wang with the song from her album The Tenth Cindy Wang. The song is titled Tianzhi Pianzhi Kuang, which translates to Angel's Paranoia. And the song it's mostly about how a girl has been liking this guy for so long, and after all these years, she wants to be his, and she's not afraid to spoil him with love. And there's actually a part where she quite literally says she wants to be his angel. And pianzhi, which means paranoia, it's her way of saying that she wants to be that clingy girlfriend, but in the most adorable way possible. It's a very cheerful song. It's a little more upbeat. So it's something that's a little more cute, a little more endearing, something relatable to the girls out there who want to make that confession but can't quite do that yet. So this is coming in as a request, and let's check it out now. Cindy Wang, Angel's Paranoia, coming up.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Cindy Wang with Angel's Paranoia. I think at this time for my fellow students and, of course, the people out there in their careers working, it's a time of stress right now here in November, so I think it's good to hear something lighthearted and fun, lift up our spirits a bit, you know? So, you know, especially now here at school, you know, it's final papers, there's some more last-minute midterms. Don't worry, my fellow students, it's the home stretch, it'll be over soon. So, you know, y'all can tell your friends, listen to Steve on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, and tell them to come and listen and to chill and mellow out and let me convert some of them into Asian music fans. All right, so coming up next, the legendary Hong Kong singer known as Eason Chan. The song from him today is a throwback to his 2001 Mandarin album, It's Me. The song is called Ke Ge Zhi Wang, which quite literally it means King of Karaoke or the Karaoke King, no real difference there. The song is about him. It's about him wanting to sing a song for his love because it's his way of showing how much he cares. It's his way of expressing his love, his emotion, and thinking that if he puts some heart into it, she'll be able to understand just how he feels, but she isn't responsive or very receptive. And at the end of the day, it just seems like he's just really good at karaoke, only going through the motions, but he seems to have moved her to tears, leaving him confused as well. So for me, I truly believe that only a singer of Eason's caliber could deliver such a convincing performance of this song, if you will, as if trying to say that, oh, he really believes as if doing something like this is possible. But at the end, nothing is quite certain, even though it seems like for sure, okay, it'll work because of his delivery of this song. Now, I'm going to leave you to be the judge of that. Let's check it out now. Eason Chan, King of Karaoke on Asian Wave 101.
让我断了气，添了心爱的过火，一回头就找到出路，让我成为了无情的 K 歌之王，麦克风都让我征服，伤不到你若无其事的说，这样滥情何苦，我想来一个吻别作为结束，想不到你只说我不许哭，不让我领悟，
is the main event. Thunderbird Sports live on CITR. This Friday, the UBC men's hockey team returns home and looks to snap a mini two-game losing streak against the Manitoba Bisons. This is the first meeting of these two teams sitting in the middle of the pack of the Canada West standings. Puck drop goes at 7 p.m. on CITR.ca. The next night, the T-Birds are on the hardwood for volleyball action against the Winnipeg Westmen. Led by a balanced attack, the women's squad is in action at 5 p.m. in their last home game before the winter break and hoping to move up the conference leaderboard. At 7 p.m., the men's team squares off against the Winnipeg squad right behind them in the standings. All the hard-hitting action is on CITR.ca. You just gotta love sports. You're unbelievable.
GOSA, the Global Outreach Students Association, offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions. Executive positions are available. Contact them at ubc.gosa@gmail.com.
Hey, we're back on CITR 101.9 FM with Asian Wave 101, and now I've got a special treat from Korea's hip-hop scene. Epic High made their triumphant return last month, and the song I have today is called Born Hater, which is a throwback to the old-school hip-hop, the days of simple boom-boom clap beats. It's essentially a cipher. It features, in order of appearance, the very, very famous underground rappers Benzino and Verbal Jint, as well as B.I., Minnow, and Bobby, who are YG's new artists, only just debuted. And of course, props to DJ Two Cuts on the beat. We're going to check that out now. Epic High, Born Hater, let's go. And after, we'll hear a track from UKISS.
I'm a born hater. Dali Van Picasso, na Bella Skez Mille, El fucking Greco, na Echo. VJ의 감성 shit, 다 보급형 blow, 내 아류 문화생 shit. 내 원래 성격은 이렇게 나와 문제 하나 없어도 fuck 'em. So I understand when I don't attack 하는지. 그 남자다운 척은 why you act like a bitch. 바지 벗고 시원하게 갈라 밀까. 다진여도 귀여워, I'm trying to love ya. 어울리잖아 뭔가. 내 역설적인 삶과 무한대를 그려주려 쓰러진 팔자. 너의 그 무익한 열등감 나는 무수히 붙어봤자 네 손에 돌 떨어진 그 사고는 네 부주의. 내가 누누이 말했지 난 too sweet. 난 뭐래도 일부의 처주의. Motherfucking you and me.
I hate my haters, obviously. 이럴 땐 센스 형이 부러워. 적이 없으니 어이없지. 내 성공이 외모 덕이었다니. 니네가 반은 블로우 형이 내 옆방에 있어. 지금 그러니까 좀 다치지. 근데 얘는 쉬지 않고 가스지. Man I'm everywhere like oxygen. 해석하게도 네 ex도 내 빠순이지. Stop talking shit like you know this shit. 난 니네 feedback이 필요 없어 솔직히. 너랑 내가 왜 해야 해 음악이게. 네가 나한테 보탠 거라고 마우스로 삽대지. Man fuck you 아니
fuck your ID, 아니 fuck your IP, man I'm sick of y'all gig, 너 절대 못 와 여긴, 여긴 this is your dream, my beat was foreign, and my bitch is maulin'. Hey, some of y'all are born haters. 남녀노소 각기 각층에 분포돼 있어. 내가 뭘 하든지 타고난 천박함으로 반응해 잔인한 말일지 모르지만 it is in your nature. Type 1. 내가 커비에 끝내버린 애들과 가까이 있던 이 바닥의 지인들. 눈에 띄는 특징은 꼬리 밟힐 만큼 없게 내 팩트 강함을 드러내며 전문가인 척하는 지루하게 긴 글. Type 2. 잘 안 풀리는 자신의 삶 전부 다 있고 한순간 분노로 날리듯 삶. 그게 마침 내가 된 케이스 귀엽고 딱해. 하지만 법적 조치 앞에 대책이 요망돼. 나머지 타입 스모기 같은 존재 공기 맑은 동네일수록 강하고 독해 살려두고 싶지만 어쩔 수 없는 입장 걸리적거리니까
Well 여길 좀 봐 걱정이들은 알아서들 도망가 No doubt We're going now 내가 동료 너네들도 와든가 꼭꼭 숨어라 네 머리카락 보일라 어딜로 봐 스케일이 달라 여기 motherfucker
매번 비트 위에 똥칠하는 나의 랩짐에 증상은 몇 년 전부터 괘씸해 가사와 상관없는 rhyme 덕질에 고래 정숙해 요조로 게이 랩질에 친구들은 이미 랩 거물인데 그 사이에 난 더 inner get 'em 최고 아닌 트랙부터 순서를 매길 때 별 손가락 안에 꼽히는 이름 다 들려 너의 비아냥 내 성만으로 높아지기만 하지 사량 생사를 넘나들며 굳건해진 멘탈은 성지 모두 그로 투약하는 내 탈의 경지 때가 되면 피곤한 이 바닥의 생리 이미 내 목을 노리지만 눈 깜빡하네 난 몰랐어도 bitch still 사이에선 난 놈이니까
님이 18년도쯤에 날 보면 지금 이런 말 못할 걸 보장된 성공 회사발이라는 진따들의 역공 날 씹어대도 바로 까먹어 붕어처럼 fuck em Blackbeard에서 나와 발라 데뷔하고 fucked up 실력으로 여기 와나 바닥에서 turn up 그대로 몰라 나의 컨셉 뒤에 가린 monster 답답했는데 잘 됐네 Am I no use boy 그래 내가 계속 손에 밥감을 후려치는 태도 비트를 먹는 짐승 이건 수감 날 깎아내려 바짝 가벼워지는 내 두 발 일도 많은 내게 자꾸 열을 바라며 완벽하게 해내시자 열받아요 와이가 왈부하시기 전에 거울부터 보시고 TV에 내가 나오면 으시던 가세요 내가 변했다고 해내드겠어 내가 바라던 바니까 바닥에서 챔피언 가족이 뜨거운 피백에 이해하는 척하는 내 고개 끄덕이면 비트게만 올 옛날 상식인 경력이 벼슬이고 선배가 전부 보여 시간이 번드냐 파산해라 얼른 보여 형들도 불러 사장님도 괜찮았는데 가리가 커질수록 네 심장을 졸려 힙합 죽이기 쉽단 말지 18세 감성으로 우리 10세들아 Everybody's on the set Commercialize the game It's just the Showtime 맞는 말만 하니까 나를 배겼다 싶어 내 말이 작은 쪽이라면 넌 바로 바비를 씹어 넌 마이크를 잡으면 관중에게 들러 넌 마이크를 잡으면 비둘기도 자리 Well, 여길 좀 봐 걱정이들은 알아서들 도망가 No doubt, we're going now 내가 동료 너네들도 와든가 꼭꼭 숨어라 네 머리카락 보일라 어딜로 봐 스케일이 달라 여긴 motherfucking do or die Yo, 내가 어디까지 가는지 집에서 TV로 지켜봐 Yo, 내가 어디서 뭘 하든지 가만히 있는 이들보단 뛰어나 스튜핏 무대 위에 똑같이 생긴 기계들이 설치네 한마디만 할게 That's no-no 기부를 해도 손가락질하는 헤이러들의 한마디만 할게 That's no-no Get the fuck out of here
가슴은 봐 넌 아직 그 자리에 I'm burning down 날 지켜 바라보네
나만 몰랐던 잔혹했던 너의 애매 눈치챌 수 없었던 너의 캐러신
뼛속까지 타들어가
Cause I'm on fire
High Born Hater and You Kiss Standing Still. That song by You Kiss was released over a year ago, and it's easily one of the best songs they have ever put out, and it's a real shame that it didn't become the hit that it was supposed to be. You know, for You Kiss, though, their less than stellar debut happened years and years ago in 2008. You know, that's a long time, especially in the music industry, especially in a music industry like Korea, but many listeners in Korea still hold it against them because It was a little bad, but Standing Still is a good track, one of the best from a male group in 2013. So go check out some more of You Kiss, and with that, we're going to move into our next segment. It is that time of the week where we catch up on some of the latest news coming from the Asian entertainment world with Asian Entertainment News. So the first story I have today is from Hong Kong, and it says Nicholas Tse leaves $400 million to his son Lucas. It was reported earlier that Nicholas Tse has been a negligent father in favor of spending more time with his girlfriend, Fei Wong. However, Nicholas showed that he did not forget about his two sons, Lucas and Quintus, as he plans for their financial future, including leaving $400 million Hong Kong dollars worth of real estate to Lucas. His net worth, Nicholas, is roughly 1 billion Hong Kong dollars, and his income mainly comes from his entertainment company, Post Production Office Limited, which brought in over 100 million Hong Kong dollars in revenue just this year. Recently, he also became the majority shareholder in the publicly listed C Corporation, holding 23.42% of the company's share capital, investing his earnings into real estate. Nicholas's properties are mostly valued well over $100 million each, ranging from retail spaces, large apartment complexes, and eateries. Nicholas's recent culinary travelogue show, Chef Nick, was also highly popular, and a sequel is already scheduled for him to film, and he was compensated $2 million for each episode, and for the 12-episode series, that means he pocketed at least 2 million Hong Kong dollars. So his son Lucas is only 7 years old, but is already a little millionaire, and it's speculated that Nicholas will leave all of his properties in the Central District to Lucas, not wanting, you know, he said before that he doesn't want his sons to pursue careers in the entertainment industry, so he has invested $300 million, eight Hong Kong dollars, in Registered Education Savings Plan, RESPs, to help with their education. An insider revealed Nicholas's hope is that Lucas and Quintus will have their own businesses one day. He understands that everyone has different potential and interests. That's why Nicholas wants to list his company on the stock market and create a good base for the future. When Lucas and Quintus grow up, they can help him run the company. So this sounds like great news for people who aren't that rich. It's like, oh, wow, I wish I had a rich father who could give me that much money, even when I'm just a kid. But I am thinking along the lines of, and some people agree with me as well, that, you know, maybe it would be better for the children if he were to spend a little more time with them rather than just give them money. You know, they, especially with all the things going on, what if they have to grow up without their father, and that may strain the relationship in the future? You know, money can't buy time, and that's something that should be really precious to a father and his two sons. Anyway, moving on, Jem Tang. A little bit of news about the Hong Kong pop princess Jem Tang. Her wax figure will be unveiled in December. So Hong Kong singer Jem will be the next young star to have her wax figure exhibited at Hong Kong's Madame Tussauds. According to Mingbao News, previously the Madame Tussauds sculpting team from Britain arrived in Hong Kong to tailor her size for her upcoming wax figure. Spending 5 hours to complete the body cast, Jem also assisted the team in choosing a variety of dresses and accessories for the figure. It was reported that Jem's wax figure design will have the same style and costume she uses in her concert performances. She will also be launching the revelation. She will also be attending the launching ceremony and the revelation of her wax figure at Madame Tussauds, Hong Kong, on the 10th of December this year. So, first off, I think the only thing really to say is congratulations, Jem. Very few people get to have this honor of a wax figure being displayed in a museum somewhere. This is a definite marker of your success, and hopefully much more will come to you in the near future. I personally am a fan, so why aren't you yet, you know? So for this last piece of news, it's more of an update, really. Now, a little while ago, Korean girl group Kata had an incident where they lost two members due to contract expiration and none of them renewing it. After departing Kata, Nicole has finally made her solo debut with the album First Romance. She is back, and she has a music video out right now on YouTube that's called Mama. And she, you know, it seems, I haven't really had a chance to see this yet, but this will be interesting to see because very few idols ever actually take this route. Many of them, you know, choose the idol life to kind of get their foot in the door in terms of the entertainment industry in the hopes of doing something in the future. With very few of them actually choose to do the solo route. And in an industry such as Korea's, the solo route is actually quite difficult because it's just so heavily idol band based. So, you know, hopefully, definitely wishing all the success to Nicole. Hopefully this turns out well for her, and we'll keep you updated on her situation as it develops. Hopefully it'll all be good news. So that's going to be it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next week when we cover some more stories coming out within the next 7 days, around this time next week. So that'll be it for now. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
Join us on Chips and Dip every second Thursday afternoon, 1 to 2 p.m. with host Hannah Fazio for the freshest local indie pop tracks and upcoming shows at CITR 101.9 FM.
We are back on Asian Wave 101, and now it's time for some more music. Up next, our Canadian Artist of the Week, Vancouver-based rock band Cry of Silence, with a song from their album Influence called Save the Day. It's another great track from the group, delivering some great, positively charged music. This song is all about doing the right thing, not giving in to what others say is the right thing, wanting a new direction in life and setting things the way they should be and not what others intend it to be. And they're actually coming out with a new EP very, very soon, and I'm excited to hear what they have to bring. So it's a little something for all the rock music lovers out there. And you know, here at CITR, we gotta show love to our local artists out there grinding, looking to make a name for themselves. That's coming up next, Cry of Silence, Save the Day, on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Cry of Silence on Asian Wave 101. And, you know, when I chose this song, I was actually reminded of the fact that I had actually met Ed from Cry of Silence a few months back over the summer when I just started the show. And the only thing I have to say is, Ed, I'm sorry I haven't contacted you. I haven't contacted you yet. I said I would, but hopefully soon. And when the new EP comes out, you can come chill in the studio for an interview or whatnot. And dear listeners, if you like what you heard, you can find them through their social networks, SoundCloud, Facebook, all that good stuff, and of course, their own official website. Moving on, the next track I have for you is by Malaysian mandopop singer Jess Lee from her sophomore release, Heaven/Cliff. The song is called Wenshin, which means tattoo, which is kind of a metaphor for the subject matter of the song. It's a reminder, a permanent reminder of all the happiness and the hurt of a relationship, how she carries it with her at all times, and by choice, actually. All the memories, all the craziness, she did it for herself. And Jess is one of the rising stars of Mandopop right now, and her voice has a certain charm to it that I can't really describe. It can be soft, and then her voice has this considerable strength, and her high notes don't sound strained. It doesn't sound that grating, and she transitions between the highs and lows so well. She was actually the winner of a season of the Taiwanese singing competition show, 1 Million Star, and that show only has the best vocalists, Jam Xiao, Yoga Lin, all the vocal powerhouses. Jess Lee, Tattoo, and afterwards we got the mega fierce girl group 9 Muses afterwards with Wild.
Bye.
That was Jess Lee with Tattoo. Very good song and a great performer. I really like that rock vibe that she brought in. It's something a little different, not the typical ballad, you know? But, you know, it's Mandelpop. If there's anything that Mandelpop does well, it's definitely the ballads. And, of course, right after that, one of the best and very underrated girl groups, Nine Muses, which is unfortunately right now Six Muses, with the departure of three of the members, and the group is now on hiatus indefinitely. One member, Kyungri, was part of a project duo with label mate Kevin from Zaya for something a little similar to the Troublemaker duo from Cube, which we'll be hearing soon, of course. But now it is time for the latest, for the last track of the day, and it is Wei Chen, Vision Wei, with a song called Hollow, which is just a Chinesified, Mandarinized way, if you will, of saying hello off his 2013 EP Vision Wei. It really showcases his well-developed vocals. He's got a very distinct R&B style of singing, which is rare in Mandelpop, and the song is about him kind of calling out for a lover, promising to love her with all he has and trying to reach her. Think of it as like a phone call, crying out to see if there's someone who can hear him on the other side. And I'm going to leave you with that. And for just a minute here, I'm just going to talk about a couple of new features that I'm thinking of implementing into the show. One, I'm going to call it Asian Music Newbies, which I think you could probably kind of guess what it is. I know that, you know, it's been so long. It's been a good well over 6 months now since I started doing this show. And I'm sure that for all the listeners out there, you've all gotten kind of tired of just hearing me talk all the time. So for that, the Asian Pop Newbies, and for a couple of other things, I'll do my best to bring a couple of guests onto the show. So I'm going to leave you with that song by Wei Chen now. And, you know, of course, if you have any requests, you can send it to me at asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts about today's news and you want to get a discussion going, or if you just want to chat or get a discussion about something else going, you can send it to the same email. Once again, that is at asianwave101@gmail.com. asianwave101@gmail.com. And of course, you don't want to go anywhere right now. Right afterwards, we got some more music. We got the Arts Report, your weekly Arts Report. Rohit's going to come in here and talk about a few things, and he's got a couple of guests on the show. We'll get some more music in here next time. That's it for this week's show. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been your weekly dose of Asian Wave 101. I'm Steve for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Until next time, everybody, take care, and to leave you, and to end off, Vision Wei, hello.
Chi, 我屏住了呼吸，不敢。 说好要走到最后，可你逼我心意不放手，在曲终人散以后还能不能回头。Do do 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 do